time and place for me to get on one knee. This is it, this is now, this is what I've been talking about. Looking out, can't you see me forever? Take my hand, just take it in, this is the moment we won't forget. On top of what I've been talking about. Looking out, I can see forever. So take my hand, just take it in. This is the moment we won't forget. On top of the world, here together, surrounded by our family and our friends. If there ever was a time, this is it. Yeah, this is it.
Serving Wisconsin's beautiful Northwoods, 98Q Country is 98.3 FM WCQM Park Falls, a Civic Media station.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. The White House East Wing is expected to be completely gone, possibly by this weekend, the demolition, to make way for President Trump's now $300 million ballroom. ABC's Mary Bruce.
The National Trust for Historic Preservation is urging the administration to hit the pause button to pause demolition until the proposed ballroom can go through the required public review processes. And they say they're deeply concerned that this gigantic ballroom will be larger than the iconic residence and that will overwhelm, you know, the architecture of the White House itself.
Furloughed government workers, meantime, going nearly 3 weeks without a paycheck on this day 23 of the federal government shutdown. Misty didn't just perform ballet. She changed and defined who belongs. Those are the words of Oprah Winfrey at last night's celebration of Misty Copeland, who became the first black female principal dancer at the American Ballet Theater a decade ago and is now retiring. She took one last spin at Lincoln Center in New York last night. This is ABC News. Protests in New York City on Wednesday, 24 hours after an ICE sting on street vendors along the popular shopping district, Canal Street.
ICE says it arrested 9 undocumented immigrants during an operation aimed at the sale of counterfeit goods. DHS says a handful of protesters were also arrested, but later released without charges. New York Congressman Dan Goldman blasting ICE for allegedly detaining American citizens. New York's attorney general now asking members of the public to turn over videos documenting the actions of federal officers.
ABC's Matt Rivers in Manhattan. We should also learn more this morning about a possible strike on Broadway in New York.
I think it's sad for everybody. You have people coming from other countries, other cities, and this is like the heart of New York.
Tourists lamenting the possibility. The Musicians Union says it'll have more to say this morning about whether they're walking out. They've been performing without a contract since August. I'm Sherry Preston, ABC News.
State and local news with News Director Austin Brume on 98Q Country.
Civic Media News is brought to you by Minocqua Chevrolet, your hometown Chevy dealer now 100% locally owned. Built on trust, dependable service, and real community values, visit them on Highway 51 South or at MinocquaCars.com. Morning show host Joel Karnick spoke with Grady Dennis, Willow Esperner, and Lydia Worko, all seniors from the Butternut High School, about their haunted house.
With Halloween being kind of on a weird day this year, we're going a couple weekends, right?
Yes. Yeah, we're running two weekends.
It starts this weekend on Thursday the 23rd, and that's Kids Night from 6 to 9 p.m. And then on Friday, October 24th, And then Saturday, October 25th, it's 7 to 10 p.m.
It takes a lot of time and effort from everyone on Student Council. We work together as a team very well to get everything done up there. We spend countless hours up there during school and after school to kind of put the work and effort in to bring the scares to people. We kind of have like a map that we start out with at the beginning of every year, and we kind of lay out who wants which rooms. And typically, the rooms get, like the seniors get first choice of what rooms they want.
Okay. All right. And so then each class kind of handles different areas? Is that kind of how it goes?
Yeah, that's kind of how we've run it in the past. A few things have changed a couple of years ago. I know, like, certain families now, like, will run their own rooms out of there. Like, if they've got a lot of kids in the school, they'll have, like, one room dedicated for just their family, you know?
Sure, sure.
And then we also have Jared and Josh Wagner, who are both big helps. They help out every year. It's kind of their thing. They have a couple of rooms of their own as well that they run. We accept walk-ins, but we also have appointments available.
Okay.
We have a QR code on the flyers that are everywhere. Otherwise, it's also available on the Butternut Haunted House Facebook page.
Okay.
Yeah, it'll take them to a website where they can book an appointment. It'll tell them all the available time slots and when to show up. Otherwise, we do also accept walk-ins.
As a reminder, this is taking place today, Thursday, October 23rd, from 6 p.m. to 9 p.m., and that is family night, so it is less scary. Tomorrow, Friday, October 24th, Saturday, October 25th, and next weekend, Friday, October 31st, and Saturday, November 1st, from 7 p.m. to 10 p.m., ages 5 and under are free, 6 to 12 is $5, and 13 and up is $7. Once again, this is taking place tonight, from 6 p.m. to 9 p.m., that is family night, so it is less scary. Then, Friday and Saturday, October 24th and 25th, and Friday and Saturday, October 31st and November 1st, from 7 p.m. to 10 p.m. The federal shutdown will affect food share recipients as of November 1st, in addition to already planned federal reductions in funding. Lisa Hale has more.
In July, President Donald Trump approved funding cuts to SNAP programs when he signed H.R. 1 into law. Those cuts take effect on November 1st. On top of that, the federal government shutdown is affecting the people who need SNAP benefits the most. Oshkosh Area Community Pantry Director Ryan Rasmussen.
Based on the government shutdown, starting November 1st, all SNAP benefits are cut. So no new monies will be given to any SNAP recipients. And also, for the first time, any outstanding balances that folks have could be in jeopardy.
Meanwhile, a press release from Governor Tony Evers' office on Wednesday said that the Wisconsin Food Share Program will run out of funding in 9 days due to the federal government shutdown. That program provides food assistance for Wisconsin children, families, and senior citizens. I'm Lisa Hale, Civic Media News.
I'm Austin Brume, and this has been Civic Media News on 98Q Country. For more news, visit 98QCountry.com or civicmedia.us.
Anacostia Chevrolet is now 100% locally owned and proud to serve the Northwoods with reliable service and hometown values. Mark Biesterfeld of Anacostia Chevrolet is giving back for Breast Cancer Awareness Month. During October, he's donating $100 from every vehicle sold and $5 from every oil change to help fight breast cancer. Right now, select 2025 new Chevrolet vehicles are priced below GM employee pricing. Wear your pink proudly and hurry. Offer ends October 31st at Anacostia Chevrolet on Highway 51 South or at AnacostiaCars.com.
The weather and market conditions, two elements that Wisconsin potato producers have no control over. I'm PM Yonke with a quick update on what's happening in food and farming news on a Thursday. We're going to find out how they're managing cool overnight temperatures with the remaining crop of 2025. That story is next.
The Wisconsin Agribusiness Classic is Wisconsin's premier agribusiness industry event, drawing interest and participation from all segments of agribusiness throughout the Midwestern states. Mark January 12th and 13th down on your calendar to be at the Kalahari Resort and Convention Center in Wisconsin Dells. The depths of coverage and exhibits provided during the conference makes it clear why the Wisconsin Agribusiness Classic is Wisconsin's premier industry event. For more information or to register, visit wiagribusiness.org.
Ryan Walther is the farm manager for Olsom Produce, and he says they dealt with the heat Wisconsin experienced early in the growing season by harvesting at midnight, 1, 2 in the morning, to avoid the heat of the day. Now that the temperatures have flipped and we're seeing overnight lows that are bringing some frost, they have to manage through that as well.
You know, there is some frost freeze risk here. I know it was I think right around 32, 33 this morning here, and looks like we have a few more nights of that. So this heat has pushed us now into where we're late enough that it's extremely uncomfortable that a freeze could come in and freeze the potatoes in the ground. So they will rot if they freeze, and they'll have blemishes. They're pretty much unmarketable. So And again, if you do put some frozen ones in with good potatoes, you run a very heavy risk of having rot in your storage bins.
Ryan Walther, the farm manager for Alsem Produce, he said, well, they're concentrating right now on harvesting the remainder of their crop and protecting the potatoes already in storage. What they can't protect themselves from, prices. Prices have fallen under pressure from oversupply and some reduced demand. He said that's something they'll have to manage through the winter.
At CHS, we know what it takes to feed and fuel the world, to integrate a global ag and energy supply chain, to advocate for farmers in their fields and around the world, to build communities, invest in rural America, and empower rural economies. It takes courage, conviction, commitment. It takes the nation's leading farmer-owned cooperative. It takes a co-op. It takes CHS.
And word is that today, USDA Farm Service Agency offices will reopen despite the government still being shut down. The Trump administration has announced they'll release about $3 billion in assistance to U.S. farmers despite that shutdown. Kind of a developing story we'll keep an eye on and let you know. That's a quick update on what's happening in food news on a Thursday. I'm PM Yonke.
The Bucks win the opener. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with Sports NBA. The Bucks with a 133-120 win over the Wizards in Milwaukee. Giannis scoring 37 points, the most in his career for the first game of the season. NFL, Packers defensive end Micah Parsons named NFC Defensive Player of the Week after three sacks Sunday against the Cardinals. This week, the Packers play the Steelers in Pittsburgh on Sunday Night Football. Jordan Love asked, when's the last time he heard from Aaron Rodgers?
No, we texted a couple weeks ago.
You did?
Yeah. Yeah, we shoot each other texts every now and then. You know, a lot of it is just saying good luck throughout the season. You know, A-Rod texted me and it's great to be able to hear from him.
Aaron Rodgers with reporters in Pittsburgh.
What are your emotions heading into Sunday?
Just excited about the game. It would feel different if it was going back to Green Bay. But I have a lot of love for the organization. But, you know, if we were playing Lambeau, that would be a little different feeling for sure.
That's Steelers quarterback Aaron Rodgers with Sports on Mike Clemens.
It is going to be mostly cloudy today with a shower or two possible. Our high right around 44 this afternoon. The wind will be northwest at 5 to 10. Tonight, partly to mostly cloudy. We're going to drop into the mid-20s for a low. Tomorrow, mostly sunny with a high near 50. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Right now, it's 34. 98 Q Country.
Got my toes in the water, in the sand. Not a worry in the world, a cold beer in my hand. Life is good today. Life is good today. Well, a plane touched down just about 3 o'clock, and the city's still on my mind. Bikinis and palm trees danced in my head. I was still in the baggage line. Concrete cars with their own prison bars, like this life I'm living in. But the plane brought me farther. I'm surrounded by water and I'm not going back again. I got my toes in the water, in the sand. Not a worry in the world, a cold beer in my hand. Life is good today. Life is good today. Yeah, I'm leaving GA. And if it weren't for tequila and pretty senoritas, I'd have no reason to stay. Adios and via con Dios. Yeah, I'm leaving GA. Gonna lay in the hot sun and roll a big fat one and grab my guitar and play. Days flew by like a drunk Friday night as the summer drew to an end. They can't believe that I just couldn't leave, and I bid adieu to my friends. 'Cause my bartender, she's from the islands. Her body's been kissed by the sun. And coconut replaces the smell of the bar, and I don't know if it's her or the rum. I got my toes in the water, then the sand, not a worry in a world of cold beer in my hand. Life is good today. Life is good today. Adios and vaya con Dios. A long way from GA. Yes, and all the muchachas, they call me Big Papa. When I throw pesos their way. Adios and vaya con Dios. A long way from GA. Someone do me a favor and pour me some Jaeger, and I'll grab my guitar and play. Adios and vaya con Dios. Going home now to stay. The señoritas don't care when there's no dinero. Yeah, I got no money to stay. Adios and vaya con Dios. Going home now to stay. Just gonna prop up by the lake and put my in a lawn chair, toes in the clay. Not a worry in a world of PBR on the way. Life is good today. Life is good today. God bless Texas.
Texas here at 98Q Country. at 20 minutes past 6 o'clock. Your morning guy rolling in early, putting in some overtime here. I know usually we don't get together till about 6:25 or 26 or so, but it's a very special day, of course. It's our annual day of giving here at 98Q. We pick one day and we go. We used to go 24 hours, but I'm older and just a little bit wiser, so we go 12 now. No more overnight swamp visits from critters from the swamp north of town here. But it has been a great day here for the past several years, benefiting area organizations. So we're going to delve into that here. We've got 35, by the way, as your wake-up temp here today, and things will get to only 41 today. So it's good day to grab a cup of Joe, snuggle inside, and monitor our website with some silent auction items that we have available. You can go to 98qcountry.com and click on the big blue His House of Hope banner right on the front, and that'll take you to the items that are available for bid. Click auctions at the top. There's about 17 of them in there, and those will be available through the day. You can call us. You can text us through the Civic Media app. You can even email us your bids, wcqm@civicmedia.us. And we have a whole crew in here already from His House of Hope, and we are ready for a very special day. So we'll give a group hello and a good morning, everybody. One, two, three.
Hello!
Hey, all right. So we are going to, I don't know who wants to start out here, Jason or Robert, but I just want to do a little introduction, I guess, first of all, to His House of Hope. For those who may not be familiar, so Robert Knack, good morning to you, sir.
Good morning to you guys.
Thank you for coming in. You and I have communicated and here and there, but it's good to finally see you in person. And we are excited for a very special day. So to talk a little bit about His House of Hope for those of you our listeners here in the morning show who may or may not have heard of His House of Hope and maybe aren't really familiar with why it's even there and why you started it. So give us a quick synopsis of what His House of Hope is all about, if you could.
All right, so His House of Hope is taking men out of addiction and actually bringing them into faithful success. One of the cool things that is happening is that they come in broken. It's a live-in facility for 12 to 18 months. These guys are there. They're rocking and rolling. They're stair-stepping from no work to work and doing house stuff to all the full-time work and then transitioning back into society where that they can be an active member of it. Be back with their families, learn to be fathers. So that's kind of it. And I saw that addiction was really running rampant in our area. Not only I, but a lot of the people in the churches were as well. And we wanted to do something about it. So we thought, well, let's show them love, let's show them Jesus, and let's show them how to be men that God has created, wanted them to be.
Right. And we will delve into throughout the day today, if you tune in, about how the house got going. We're always very transparent. We'll talk about some of the things that Robert and Jason, the folks, had to do to get this going. It's always an interesting venture, I'm sure. So we'll delve into that. If you guys want to, I just want to give the information again. Our goal today is 15,000, and all that up to 12,000 will be matched on that. Already we have a couple of different entities that have said every dollar given up to 12 grand will be matched, and we want to send a special thank out to the Seed and Water Ministries, who is going to match the first or up to 10,000, and another anonymous another 2,000. So everything that you give today, and even the money that you bid on our silent auction items, will be matched. Jason, you want to come in here for a second? All right, because we've had you on before on the radio. People are a little bit familiar with you. Before we delve in and get our news update here in just a little bit, talk about that thought process. What was it? The house has been there how long now? How many years?
The house has been open for about a year and a half, roughly. We'll just put that number out there. But the beginning process of this started way back, probably 2.5 years ago at least. So it's been in the works for a little while, but we're glad to see the doors open. And
so what was that wow moment, you know, 2 or 3 years ago where you're just like, you know what, we're gonna do this. I'm feeling called to do this. What was kind of that wow moment for you guys?
So I'm honored to be able to be a jail chaplain for Price County, you know, Sheriff's Department. And as I began to meet with men and women at that time within the jail system, I noticed a pattern real quickly that most of the inmates there were there either because of drugs or, you know, either directly or indirectly. And so I started doing the math in my head going, if we stop the drug problem, we stop the alcohol problem, we're going to stop a lot of the other issues going on within our community. And there wasn't a whole lot of resources up there, up here this way yet. So I began to pray and ask God, how would you want this to be accomplished? So I just felt a burden on my heart to open up a men's facility like this. I shared that vision with a few other brothers in Christ, a few other pastors, and we just began to formulate a board, had a conversation, and here we are. So, I mean, it started a few years ago, but ultimately it all just started back from Christ putting it on my heart.
It steamrolled pretty quick. It sounded like it took off. I mean, to have the facility that you have now and already providing this for men for our community to happen in 2.5 or 3 years is pretty amazing.
It is. It really is. But when the Lord's in it, I mean, what's going to stop you, man?
Yeah, exactly. And we'll talk more about some of that here. And we have some other special guests in studio that we're going to chat with a little more in depth in a little bit. But I want to pass the mic around a little bit and just have you introduce yourselves and kind of how you're involved or how His House of Hope has affected you. And then we'll delve into a little more in depth here. So let's start with you, sir. What's your name again?
My name is Quentin McGuire.
Okay.
And I'm a resident at His House of Hope.
Okay.
I've been there for 5 months now, and God is just shining on everything that we do lately. It's really a blessing to be there and be a part of just God's plan.
Yeah.
And
All right, Quentin. Well, I want to hear a little more about your story, Okay. Whatever you feel comfortable sharing in a little bit. So let's pass the mic over here. This gentleman, what's your name again, sir?
My name's Kent Thomas.
Kent, great name. My oldest brother's name, Kent. All right, Kent, and how are you involved with His House of Hope?
I'm involved with His House of Hope. My son is actually Pastor Jason. My son is Pastor Jason. We moved up here a little over a year ago, and the Lord was calling us to do some form of work in the community. And the more I heard of everything that was going on at His House of Hope, the Lord instilled in me that, hey, you need to jump on board and do what you can to volunteer. So I volunteer a couple days a week with the guys, and it's been very rewarding.
All right. It's always good to have Dad along with, isn't it?
Always.
That's for sure. You betcha. All right. And what's your name, sir?
Christopher West.
All right, Christopher.
I'm the success coach. That I work directly with Robert, the director. We set up a treatment plan for the guys. This is a holistic individual plan for each person. And, you know, I went to school for 4 years as a substance abuse counselor, did an internship, and the Lord sent me to these guys. It's like, you're not going to do this for work. You're going to do this for a giving heart. And these guys have shown me love and compassion that I'll never be able to replace.
Fantastic. And we'll delve more into the team that makes His House of Hope work and why it's so important and to have this in our community. Now, if you feel like you can give, I've said this I say this every year. I say, don't give us your rent money, all right? Don't give us your money for food for the kids. But if you got a little extra and you want to help out His House of Hope, we would take your pledge. You can do that three different ways. You can call us at 715-762-3221. Be patient on that because Rachel, our front office lady, won't be until about 10. You can text us through that free Civic Media app and just say, give us your name and how much you'll pledge. We've been doing this for a lot of years, and I think about 99.99% of the pledges are all made good. So just give us your name and the pledge through the Civic Media app. You can always email us, wcqm@civicmedia.us. All the money goes right here, stays local here for the House of Hope in Phillips. Silent auction items are live, by the way. You can encourage you to use that Civic Media app. That's going to be a great way for you to communicate with us today if you want to bid on those items, too. And you do have to call or text us for those items. You can't bid live on the website. We just went live with that a couple days ago, and I don't trust my brain to figure out the whole credit card side of it. So we're just going to do the old-fashioned. If you want to stop in, we'll throw a fishbowl out on the front counter. We've done that for many years. A lot of people just like to give and just say, here's 50, here's 100, whatever it may be. And even a $1 bill, whatever you feel that you can help out, His House of Hope doing some good work. And everything's going to be – this is the first time ever – Pastor Jason, we've come into this. This is the first time we've ever come into this, and every single penny is going to be matched. Mm-hmm. So that's pretty cool.
It's really cool.
That's pretty cool. We've got some great people already stepping forward, and we're off to a running start, too. We got the thermometer on the front lawn, and we're going to have to update that because we already have 1,670, actually $2,670. Do I have that right?
Yes, sir.
Of pledges already that have come in just because we've been, of course, talking about this for the past week. So stay tuned. Information through the day about His House of Hope. And we're going to have some fun, too. Those silent auction items. We're going to talk to Robert a little bit about that because if you love to fish, there's some good stuff. Oh, yeah. We're going to talk about those. So check it out. Some good fishing stuff, St. Croix rods and stuff like that. Twice an hour news and sports. So let's get you updated right now. And more with our Day of Giving coming up here on 98Q Country.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. The White House East Wing is expected to be completely gone, possibly by this weekend. The demolition to make way for President Trump's now $300 million ballroom. ABC's Mary Bruce.
The National Trust for Historic Preservation is urging the administration to hit the pause button to pause demolition until the proposed ballroom can go through the required public review processes. And they say they're deeply concerned that this gigantic ballroom will be larger than the iconic residence and that will overwhelm, you know, the architecture of the White House itself.
Furloughed government workers, meantime, going nearly 3 weeks without a paycheck on this day 23 of the federal government shutdown. Misty didn't just perform ballet. She changed and defined who belongs. Those are the words of Oprah Winfrey at last night's celebration of Misty Copeland, who became the first black female principal dancer at the American Ballet Theater a decade ago and is now retiring. She took one last spin at Lincoln Center in New York last night. This is ABC News.
State and local news with News Director Austin Brume on 98Q Country.
Civic Media News is brought to you by Minocqua Chevrolet, your hometown Chevy dealer now 100% locally owned. Built on trust, dependable service, and real community values, visit them on Highway 51 South or at MinocquaCars.com. Following Pella Corporation's acquisition of WeatherShield in July and during manufacturing month this October, the companies are giving back to their communities. As part of Pella's celebration of WeatherShield joining the Pella family of brands, the Pella Roll Screen Foundation announced it will award three $10,000 grants to three nonprofits, one in each of the three Wisconsin communities in which WeatherShield operates. The grants will support equine therapy for veterans, Operation Horse's Heel located north of Medford and Westboro, plans to expand equine-related support to veterans through the purchase of a mobile outreach unit. This nonprofit supports veterans, active service members, and their families through equine-related activities that reduce stress and isolation. STEM education at the Fab Lab, the school district of Ladysmith will be able to purchase new equipment to support the ongoing success of the district's fabrication laboratory, or Fab Lab. Fab Labs provide hands-on experience in science, technology, engineering, art, and mathematics. And food pantry support, the Lord's Cupboard in Park Falls, will use its grant to purchase food to support community members in Price County and Southern Ashland County who are facing food insecurity. Bob Foote, president of WeatherShield, stated, quote, "The culture of caring throughout WeatherShield and Pella Corporation is what makes us not only a great place to work, but also a strong community champion. As WeatherShield continues building a relationship with Pella, we look forward to future opportunities to invest in our team members, our commitment to innovation, and our support of our communities." End quote. Thursday, November 13th, from 5:30 p.m. to 9:30 p.m., North Central Technical College in Phillips is hosting a basic life support CPR course. This is an American Heart Association approved course, and it covers adult and pediatric CPR and FBAO, two rescue CPR, barrier devices, and AED. This course focuses on the needs of the professional caregiver. Successful completion includes American Heart Association certification that is valid for 2 years. A textbook is required and can be purchased at NTC's campus store. The cost of the class is $40 plus a textbook. To learn more and register, you can visit ntc.edu. Once again, this is taking place Thursday, November 13th from 5:30 p.m. to 9:30 p.m. over at North Central Technical College in Phillips. What's spookiest on Halloween? Lisa Hale reports on how you can keep your little monsters safe.
Stories of razor blades and apples and other such horrors have resulted in hypervigilance by parents at Halloween. So what are the best practices to remain safe this trick-or-treating season?
I think when we talk about safety in general, every year somewhere in the country, there tends to be some sort of concern about candy. Now, is it happening everywhere? No.
That's Lieutenant Megan Cash, the Public Information and Community Resources Officer with the Appleton Police Department. To stay safe and for peace of mind, Cash says there are steps parents and kids can take to ensure their candy and other treats are safe.
Wait till you get home looking through that candy. Know where you're going trick-or-treating. Understand some of those concerns can still exist, but more of that concern is about just like making sure things aren't unwrapped.
Cash said when choosing a costume, to avoid long trailing fabric that can be a tripping hazard. If your child is wearing a mask, make sure the eye holes are large enough for them to see clearly, or forgo the mask completely and use makeup instead. Give trick-or-treaters flashlights or glow sticks to help them see better, and so drivers can see the little monsters, ghosts, witches, and Power Rangers better.
Trying to maintain that visibility is really important. But let's say you are going as a group, staying in that group, making sure that when you're moving in that group that you're staying on the sidewalks. Crossing the road safely is really important. You know, looking both ways.
Check with your local municipality for trick-or-treating days and times. And as you prepare for the spooky night, make it less scary by using safety tricks that make treats even better. I'm Lisa Hale, Civic Media News.
I'm Austin Bermain. This has been Civic Media News on 98Q Country. For more news, visit 98QCountry.com or civicmedia.us.
Panacqua Chevrolet is now 100% locally owned and proud to serve the Northwoods with reliable service and hometown values. Mark Biesterfeld of Panacqua Chevrolet is giving back for Breast Cancer Awareness Month. During October, he's donating $100 from every vehicle sold and $5 from every oil change to help fight breast cancer. Right now, select 2025 new Chevrolet vehicles are priced below GM employee pricing. Wear your pink proudly and hurry. Offer ends October 31st at Panacqua Chevrolet on Highway 51 South or at MonacquaCars.com.
The Bucks win the opener. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with Sports NBA. The Bucks with a 133-120 win over the Wizards in Milwaukee. Giannis scoring 37 points, the most in his career for the first game of the season. NFL, Packers defensive end Micah Parsons named NFC Defensive Player of the Week after three sacks Sunday against the Cardinals. This week, the Packers play the Steelers in Pittsburgh on Sunday Night Football. Jordan Love asked, when's the last time he heard from Aaron Rodgers?
Now, we texted a couple weeks ago.
You did?
Yeah. Yeah, we shoot each other texts every now and then. You know, a lot of it is just saying good luck throughout the season. You know, A-Rod texted me and it's great to be able to hear from him.
Aaron Rodgers with reporters in Pittsburgh.
What are your emotions heading into Sunday?
Just excited about the game. It would feel different if it was going back to Green Bay. But I have a lot of love for the organization. But, you know, if we were playing Lambeau, that would be a little different feeling for sure.
That's Steelers quarterback Aaron Rodgers with Sports on Mike Clemens.
Hi, I'm Chef Franklin Becker. You know the jingle. Now discover the facts about Ozempic, a GLP-1. There's only one FDA-approved Ozempic made by Novo Nordisk. Learn about the real thing.
Talk to your healthcare professional today. Call 1-833-OZEMPIC or visit ozempic.com to view the medication guide and to learn more about Ozempic. Semaglutide injections 0.5, 1, and 2 milligrams.
We know exactly what you're not thinking about right now. Wiper blades. But now that you are, take a moment to think about how Rain-X is the number one brand of wiper blades in America. Why? Because Rain-X thinks about wiper blades all the time. We obsess, so you don't have to. Simply install our blades and then think about literally anything else. So choose Rain-X, America's number one wiper blades, and then go back to not thinking about wiper blades. Rain-X. Outsmart the elements.
It is going to be mostly cloudy today with a shower or two possible. Our high right around 44 this afternoon. The wind will be northwest at 5 to 10. Tonight, partly to mostly cloudy. We're going to drop into the mid-20s for a low. Tomorrow, mostly sunny with a high near 50. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Right now, it's 34.
98Q Country.
How'd you get those eyes so blue? Your vision in white, and I've been waiting all night just to have one dance with you. Now all my dreams are coming true. I'm hoping.
never been there, but I think I might be holding heaven in my arms tonight. I'm not sure where you came from, but I thank my lucky stars above that I got the chance to have a dance. But one dance just ain't enough. I think I'm falling in love. I'm holding heaven in my arms tonight. Everything about you is so perfectly right. I've never been there, but I think I might be holding heaven in my arms tonight.
Wisconsin. News, sports, weather at 98qcountry.com.
'17, you don't think that much about life. You just live like kerosene dancing around the fire. But you're in, so you jump right in, ain't afraid to fall, and you give it all. She got the best of me, she broke my heart, and now all that's left of me is beating this guitar. Every night a different town, she follows me around. So you give what's left of me, yeah, you give what's left of me, 'cause she got the best of me. I picked myself up off the floor and found something new worth a living for, and an old dusty hand-me-down six string and a couple chords. I'm getting over her a little more with every song. See, I'll sing along. She got the best of me, she broke my heart, now all that's left of me is beating this guitar. Every night a different town, she follows me around. So you get what's left of me, yeah, you get what's left of me.
IDAQ Country with Luke Combs and our annual Day of Giving here, benefiting his House of Hope. And lots of bid items for you to check out at 98qcountry.com. Click on the blue His House of Hope And that'll take you to the auctions at the top of the page. Take a look. If you have any problems in maneuvering, feel free to give us a call. Shoot us a text message through that Civic Media app. We're kind of just getting things rolling on that. Already $150 bid on the two Wisconsin Badger tickets. But lots of nice donations have come in. And again, if you are if you like to fish, we have got a lot of great fishing items. Rods and reels from St. Croix Rods, and also guided fishing from three different places. We got stuff from Phillips Duo Pest Hardware, El Cabanzo Mexican Restaurant in Phillips. I see a gift certificate on there. You Create Studios, ice cream, and some other goodies in there from them. Dollar General gift certificates, Cabin Creations, $10 gift certificates, and Bader Sports Center also. So lots of good stuff in there. Pondra, you got till 6 o'clock tonight. That's when we'll close out the silent bid items. We're just getting rolling here in our day of giving. And we have gentlemen in studio with us from his House of Hope. And I wanted to talk a little bit, Quentin, could we chat with you a little bit? Because you said you're currently residing at his House of Hope. Tell us a little bit, and you can, I'll do this to you guys through the day, all right? I'll ask you to share your journey of what brought you to this point, and that way you can share whatever you feel comfortable talking about. Talk a little bit about what led you to this point in your life, and then transition into what His House of Hope has meant to you. Quick.
Okay. Well, I'm 44 years old, and it seems like I had tried every other way but to surrender to the Lord Jesus Christ. I tried to work on my own. I tried to work with other people. I tried to just make ends meet, you know, any which way. But no matter what, I wasn't happy, and I would fall back into an addiction of some kind, you know. And the final turning point was having the House of Hope available to surrender everything, to walk in, get rid of my cell phone, get rid of worldly anxieties, and just give everything I have to the Lord, and to dig into the Bible studies. And the House of Hope's really been a blessing, just to grow into, you know, a clear-headed follower of Jesus. So
And correct me if I'm wrong, so this pattern of addiction, or whatever you want to call it, and kind of not feeling like you had anywhere to turn? I mean, is that a good way to put it?
And it's like the world glorifies that kind of thing, you know? Like, it just, the friends that I had were not good influences, and just, it seemed like there was no good, safe place to go and really get to the matter of things.
Yeah. So give us a little overview of your 5 months at His House of Hope, and kind of how this has been a positive experience for you, and how you're, you know, turning your life around. Talk about that, the last 5 months.
Okay. Well, I still clearly remember the first day I got there. And when I woke up the next morning, I looked at the ceiling, and my first thoughts were, thank God. And that just, that feeling resounds in my heart still. And so for the first 3 months, it was a lot of curriculum and studies and Bible studies and volunteering in the community, just doing whatever you can, you know. And it's not so much about working, like work's not even part of the picture. Or you get rid of your cell phone so that there's no interruptions, no distractions from digging into the Bible. So it was just a real growing period, you know, just getting your health back, getting everything that everything I've been neglecting over the last 20 years, you know. It was like a quick regroup.
Right. And I think everybody gets into that pattern in their life of whatever it may be, that, you know, whether it's 12 cups of coffee a day, or whether it's a cigarette, or whatever it may be, where you just, you have problems getting out of that pattern, right?
Right.
It's a pattern of kind of destruction, almost, right?
Yeah.
And His House of Hope has provided that way to kind of break that pattern. Is that a good way to put it?
Yeah. And I've come to realize that the Lord can only bless what you surrender to Him. And when you surrender everything and just say, Lord, lead me, it's He shines on everything. It's such an amazing.
Yeah, fantastic. Well, Quentin, thank you for sharing sharing that. That's a good start to our day here for his House of Hope and what it's all about. And we have some other folks that will join us also to talk more about various aspects of his House of Hope. We won't leave a stone unturned. We'll tell you all about it and all the good it's doing for our community, hoping that it'll spur you to maybe bid on one of the silent auction items. Thank you to Jeff, our sports guy, in Phillips, $150 on the basketball tickets. Already been up to 151 by Jason, or by Robert. Is that right, Robert? Pastor Jason. No, we'll leave it at 150 for now. But a lot of good stuff on there. Robert, come on in, because I want to talk about these silent auction items. You had a great response from the community, and definitely a little bit of a fishing tilt towards some of this stuff here, Robert, right?
Well, I was kind of going after what I like.
Yeah, right? Exactly.
And I got a lot of good friends, and we do a lot of fishing at the House of Hope, and we have some spare time. We're always casting rods. But, man, we have three awesome guide service. One guy's coming out of retirement. He lives in Minocqua now. Steve, and I can't pronounce your last.
Cervenka, I believe.
Cervenka.
There you go.
And he is a legend. He really is, and he's a retired guide. But then we have John Carlson. What a great guy he
Ross's
is.
Ross's Sports Shop.
Yeah, he is always just, anytime we walk in there, he's always just giddy to see us, and we're giddy to see him, because he's just such a prominent figure in our community in Phillips. And then we got Luke from LB Fishing. He's got a wonderful raft. He's already taken the guys out once before just for fun and joy, and it was a blast. But then St. Croix rods, that one rod, the musky rod, is the retail value of that's over $500.
Yeah.
And it is a beautiful, beautiful rod. But not only that, the other things from the Four Seasons for the coffee is wonderful.
Yeah, a lot of gift certificates on there too.
Oh yeah, there's a lot of stuff going on, and we didn't have too much time to gather stuff. Mm-hmm. So and then when they saw what was going on our Facebook, people were calling me like, well, next time come talk to us. Or wait, here, I gotta grab something. So I had to send you like 15 minutes before the end of the day. Sure. I have to send you something, because they're like, oh, I want to give this to you. So
yeah, there's everything from four all day Action City passes on there. That's almost a $200 value. So check it all out. 98qcountry.com. Click on His House of Hope. Go to auction at the top. Just leave it as a bookmark, and all the bids will be updated on there. So you'll be able to see what the current bids are. And you can call us, 762-3221, text us through the Civic Media app, email wcqm@civicmedia.us. Just tell us what item you're bidding on, the amount, and your name, and that's all we need. Items can be picked up here at the station. Pledges under those same numbers. And Robert, we'll get you in the 7 o'clock hour. We'll talk with you a little bit more about his House of Hope and various aspects of it. So we got plenty of food here. I think we'll make it through the day, nutrition-wise. So thank you for that, gentlemen. We appreciate it very much. So stay with us, folks. It is a special day of giving here on 98Q Country. Greg Gunderson will be helping us out through the day. We kind of just tip our toes in the water here early in the morning, just kind of get it rolling. We know you guys are busy doing stuff, running around with work and stuff, but keep us in mind. Check out those bid items. You got till about 5 or 6 tonight. We have 6 o'clock as the deadline, but that may close a little early if some of the items have bids on them. And our goal is $15,000. We got the red thermometer out in front of the lawn here, and we're already pushing over the 3,000, close to that 3,000 mark already. Hope you'll consider a donation here. On the day of giving, let's get some words of wisdom to get the day going. As we do each weekday morning, we take a moment to focus on the family.
Married couples often believe they struggle because they're so different from each other. But handled well, your differences can draw you together instead of drive you apart. Like you and your spouse, my wife and I are opposites. She's a night owl. I'm a morning person. I wake up bubbly and excited to conquer the day. She doesn't. By evening, we switch roles. She's lively and ready to talk, and I just want to crawl into bed and go to sleep. From cooking to money to parenting, differences between me and my wife show up in a lot of ways. But over the years, we've learned how to channel our differences so they strengthen our relationship. We help each other see our blind spots. Like when my boys were young, Jean once told me, maybe get down on one knee when you correct them. She was reminding me of how physically imposing I was to my boys at that age. I'm over 6 foot tall, so I was scaring them even though I didn't mean to. Jean recognized that and helped me see a better way of connecting with my boys. If differences seem to be a problem in your marriage, consider changing your perspective. Your differences aren't the problem. It's how you handle them. Instead of letting your differences stir up trouble, put them to use for your relationship. The happiest couples aren't those who see the world exactly the same way. Instead, it's bringing unique perspectives together in harmony. To help your marriage thrive, go to FocusOnTheFamily.com. I'm Jim Daly.
The words you are about to hear are taken from letters sent in by members of the Trinity Debt Management Program.
Dear Trinity, today I'm making my final credit card payment.
Before I came to you, I was in a constant state of anxiety and panic, but now there is hope for my family's financial future.
Working with Trinity made me understand that I'm not alone.
You really do help people.
Your kindness will never be forgotten.
Without Trinity's support, I would not have achieved my lifelong goal of becoming debt-free.
We saved a lot on interest and penalties, of course, but the reward was the gift of human kindness.
Trinity has carried me through a very difficult time in my life. You're amazing.
I used to feel so anxious and hopeless. Now I feel grace and peace.
God bless Trinity as you continue to help others become debt-free.
If credit card debt has you down, call Trinity at 1-800-990-6976. That's 1-800-990-6976.
The Park Falls Chamber of Commerce invites you to Old Day Park for an afternoon of spooky family fun. On Saturday, October 25th, starting at 11 a.m., the giant pumpkin drop. You can watch it splat and take seeds to grow your own. There's the Phillips Children's Museum, the Trunk or Treat, the Trail of Treats downtown, pumpkin decorating, music by DJ Toby Johansson, and the Halloween Pooch Pageant at 3 p.m. Sponsored by Forward Bank, Park Falls McDonald's, Northwest Community Credit Union, Super One Foods, and the Park Falls Chamber of Commerce. I will count on you being there. Ha, 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 ha.
My part-time service in the Army National Guard makes it possible for me to be more for the community I call home. My training helps me at work when I lead by example. The Army National Guard has taught me the value of showing respect to those I come in contact with each day. My service also allows me to be there for my community in ways others can't. I help my hometown recover after nature strikes. My service in the Army National Guard allows me to keep my country and those I care about safe from threats. I also work with a network of professionals that help me succeed and accomplish the mission. Plus, the Army National Guard education benefits make getting a higher education a reality. Being an Army National Guard soldier makes living and serving in my community more rewarding every day. Learn how you too can live and serve part-time, close to home by visiting NationalGuard.com.
Sponsored by the Wisconsin Army National Guard. Aired by the Wisconsin Broadcasters Association and this station.
Progressive presents Employee of the Month. Small Business Edition. Today's recipient from Lucky Larry's Landscaping, Larry! Larry saved his business money with a quick commercial auto quote from Progressive. Does it help he's his own marketing manager, accountant, executive assistant, and never been late? Technically, yes, but saving really put him over the edge. So, Larry, give Larry a round of applause. Be your own, Larry. See if you could save in as little as 8 minutes at ProgressiveCommercial.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates.
98Q Country.
All right, our annual day of giving is underway for His House of Hope. Be sure to take a look at those silent auction items, 98QCountry.com. Click on His House of Hope right at the front. Auctions, tap, just put that on your desktop and keep an eye on that today. Bidding has already begun on many of these items. Now, if you want to bid on them, you got to call us or text us through the Civic Media app or email WCQM@civicmedia.us, any of those. Just what item, the amount, and we'll update stuff on the air and keep you going. There's tons of real nice stuff in there. All the money raised is going to go to His House of Hope, and we'll talk more with the people involved with that coming up here throughout the day, all the way up till 6 o'clock tonight here on 98Q Country. The news update is next here on 98Q Country.
Listen to the Beatles singing back in the USSR. Yeah, she's going around the world tonight, but she ain't leaving here. She's just gonna meet her boyfriend down at the street fair. It's a French kiss, Italian eyes, Spanish moss in the moon. Down.
They got Canadian bacon on their pizza pie. They got a cooler full of cold Coronas and Amstel Light. It's like we're all living in a big old cup. Just fire up the blender, mix it all up. It's a French kiss, Italian ice, margaritas in the moonlight. Just another American Saturday night. China.